Good morning. Welcome to all those joining us for Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Sheni, Hilchas Matana, Halacha Dalid. We're in the middle of a long paragraph. Yud Gimel. We're up to a subparagraph in my version. V'nes hu shama kol ha'adorim v'dololu esevin ma'apia be'er. Rav Nosson Zal is going through an explanation of these stories in Parshas Vayetze based on chapter 25 in Likutei Moharan, based on what we've been learning here. Today's shir is dedicated Le'ilui Nishmas, Moireinu v'Rabbeinu Horav Rebbe Yochayim, Rebbe Kleina Miskalman Zechon Evracha, Rebbe Yochayim Roizen Zechon Evracha, who was the person whom my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld took as his rabbi after Rabbi Avram Sternhartz, Rabbi Avram Kochav Leibzal, passed away. He was one of the great giants of Breslov of the previous generation. He was orphaned at a young age and came at the age 13 or 14 to the Lumsey Yeshiva, which was the top yeshiva in Poland at the time, as far as I know, in terms of learning. And he came to register, and they looked at him and they said, "Go back to elementary school." And he said, "I'm not going anywhere. I'd like to be tested." And they tested him and they accepted him immediately. He was a tremendous masmid. He loved learning. And he learned there and he discovered Breslov and traveled to Uman from Poland at the time and stayed in Uman, got married there and became one of the commandos, one of the giants there with Chatzois, Vesikin, Avodas Hashem. And was zocheh to come to Eretz Yisrael, and immediately in Ukraine under the Soviet Union, he was involved in helping people, always giving out tzedakahs, getting monies from out of the country, which was very dangerous at the time, and supporting whoever he could of the poor people in Breslov at the time. And when he came to Eretz Yisrael, immediately understood that Breslov is not going to stay tiny, and started thinking about organizing a shul and a building, and traveled to America and to Canada, I believe, where he had a little bit of relatives, not knowing a word of English, not any, and stayed, I believe, for 6 months to try to raise money to purchase land in order to build the main Breslov shul in Meir Shalom that we have today, and to start a kollel. And my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld went under his wing and supported the building of the shul. The kollel was the main thing that Rav Rosenfeld supported with the tzedakahs that he raised. And a lot more to say. I quote him often. I had the privilege of listening to his shiurim, and his style was that he would read a few lines of Likutei Moharan, Sipurei Maisis, whatever it was, and that would lead into a story, which would lead into another story, which would lead to a medrash. And he knew all of these stories from the Rishonim, from that people don't know that much, incredible stories that are incredibly inspiring and motivating. And his main focus was always on Hespedidus. I used to try to write quickly, although it was just about in part, to write notes for myself, short notes, to be able to remember what he said. And I remember one time, after he finished speaking, I was still writing quickly to try to finish up. And he came around and he saw me writing and he said in Yiddish, "What are you writing and writing? Just have an hour of Hespedidus a day. You'll see what'll become of you. You'll see what'll be with you." And those words, I'll never forget the way he said it with such purity, with such purity. Halavai, halavai, I should be zecher to remember the special things that I've heard from him and be able to share it with others. And we dedicate the learning for Refuah Shleima for our whole list. We're starting a little late, so we're not going to go through the list. All those that are mentioned here, all those that we're davening for, should be zecher to Refuahs and Yeshuas. Okay. Rav Nosson Zal continues. V'nes v'shamo kol ha'adorim. This is referring to that well that was outside where Lavan and his family lived. And the people, all the shepherds there, would would pasture their sheep in the surrounding area. And when they needed to give them to drink, they would gather by this well where there was a huge rock on top of the well covering it. And they would have to join together to be able to pull this gigantic rock off in order to be able to get to the water. When they finished drinking, they would return the rock to cover it, to protect it from what everything. Because of the fact that this large rock is so heavy, it requires everyone gathering together to be able to remove it. And even then, they just remove the rock temporarily in order to allow the sheep to be able to drink from there. And then afterwards, they return the rock to its place. Rav Nosnesal explains what is this, how does this relate to what we're learning here? What this is telling us, the sheep represent the Jewish nefoshos. We are called Hashem's sheep. The sheep are not able to receive the seichel and das that they need, other than when they gather to their shepherds and to their leaders. Then when they go back home, they don't have the advice and the wisdom to be able to know how to continue trying to come close to Hashem. Why? Because the rock went back to its place, meaning the medama hasn't been destroyed completely. It hasn't been eliminated. The rock is still there. And then the Torah tells us that Yaakov even said to these shepherds, "Achai, me'ayinatem, my brothers, where are you from?" Vayomu, they said, "Mechoron anachnu, we are from the city of Choron." Sheshoaloisam, Yaakov was asking them, "Achai, my brothers, haloi atem achai b'shoiresh nafshoisechem, you are my brothers, the roots of your souls are connected to me. We are brothers in our roots. Ki atem nimshochem mimokom govoya moed. Your souls come from a very, very high place. Ach ato me'ayin atem. However, now, where are you? From where are you? Meaning, leheichon nishlachtem. Where were you thrown? Like, where did you get to? U'me'ayin bosamata. Where are you coming from right now?" Veshivu, and they said, "Mechoron anachnu, we are coming from Choron," meaning Sha'onu Mechoron. Our situation is the result of anger, Bechinas Charoinaf, the anger of the world, meaning the Yetzirah, who is the one who generates, who causes Hashem to be angry. The Gemara says, "Kol zman sheyesh avodah zarah ba'olam, Charoinaf ba'olam." So long as there's idol worship, so long as there's lack of emunah, then there's the opposite. Visartem, we turn away from Hashem. Vavatel kemechem, we're supporting the other side. Chas v'shalom. Shehu ha'yetzahara, she'ini kosei mecharoina v'dinim, meaning we are unfortunately trapped in our yetzahara now, which draws from the anger, from the left side, from the dinim, the place of din. Shehizgaber aleinu, and unfortunately, the Yetzirah has overpowered us and is battling us in a big, big way. Yaakov says to them, "Hayedatem es Lavan ben Nachor? Do you know Lavan, the son of Nachor? Ze bechinas klal kol horamos v'ho'amimius shabaldovar machnes boilam." In these words, Yaakov Avinu is including the full spectrum of all of the shrewdness and trickery which the Yetzirah uses in the world and injects into the world. And the Yetzirah cloaks himself in leaders, in great people. We're talking about Jewish leaders and people who are recognized as great people. Umachnis belibom lachloik al hatzadik hagodol huamiti. And the Yetzirah injects into their heart reasons and excuses for them to oppose the tzaddik emes, the tzaddik who is greater than all of them, the tzaddik who all of them are really receiving from, whether they know it or not. Shehu b'chinas Yaakov, that tzaddik is b'chinas Yaakov. Shehu b'chinas nekudas ho'emes shebechol hatzadikim, meaning he is the ultimate, purest level of emes of all the tzaddikim. What do you mean? There's different kinds of emes? Yes, definitely. There's billions of levels of emes. And lahavdil, there's billions of levels of sheker. So a person can be a level one emes, and there's a level 1 billion emes. And it's true, he wears tzitzis, he wears tefillin and everything. How vast a difference could there be? You can't imagine how vast. The pasuk says, "Kamayim layam mechasim." That when it comes to das, when it comes to connecting to Hashem, it's like the water that covers the ocean floor. You look out at the ocean; everybody knows the ocean is flat. It's all the same, right? Wrong. Over here at the shore, it's 3 inches deep. Go out a couple of miles, it's 7 miles down. 7 miles versus a couple of inches. That's how vast the difference is between Jews in Das, in Emes, in Emes. Emes is the ultimate Das. Bechinas, as the Pasuk says about Yaakov Avinu, titein emes liyakov. So Rav Nosson Sal asks in one place, 1 minute, what does that mean? Does that mean that Avram and Yitzchok were sheker? Chas v'sholem. But it means, again, within emes, Yaakov Avinu is bechir shebavois. He's the level of emes. Their emes, Avram Avinu, is the morning. Yitzchok Avinu is the afternoon. Yaakov Avinu is in the darkness of night. The greatest darkness, his emes is powerful enough to be able to light up to light up the night. Ve'ikur kol horamos v'harmimis shel habaldovor halidei koyach hamedame, and the whole power of trickery and shrewdness of the Yetzirah is based on this concept of koyach hamedame, that he's able to make believe, he's able to make sheker look exactly the same as MS, or even better. When we do not succeed in refining and purifying the Madama, straightening out the Madama, because all of the mistakes that people make in the world are all based on this concept of Madama. It looked good. It looked like it was the right thing. It looked like it was a good investment. It looked like it was a good bus. And the person didn't know that it was chas v'sholem the worst. Afilu b'dvarim gashmiyim, even when it comes to materialistic things, shekoyach hamedame mate lefomim esodom, this koyach hamedame, this power to see something that's really wood, and he thinks it's stone, but it's wood that's painted that could be made to look exactly like stone. The whole entertainment industry, what is that? It's called make believe. They can make it look, and even sometimes photographers do family pictures, and you see the kids that are in the far is nothing. They put a piece of paper with gray, a little bit of green on it, and it looks exactly as if they were in a forest with all the Aval bitvorim gashmiim yecholin levarer hasheker vatos miyad al yidei chush harois. When it comes to physical, materialistic things, usually you could be able to recognize the fake pretty quickly by looking carefully. Again, a person who knows what to look for, how to look, sees a real diamond and a fake diamond, and can look through and see that this, wow, it's a pretty good imitation, but it's an imitation. But when it comes to things related to Seichel, related to Ruchnius, it's very difficult to clarify things and to be zecha to get to the real pure truth. Kishakoya hamedame, when the forces of medame work very hard to make things look upside down, to make bad look good and to make good look bad. Because as a result of all of the different make-believes and fantasies and everything, the Yetzer Hara has the ability to make things look the exact opposite of what they are. Drugs that destroy a person completely, and the Yetzer Hara makes it look like this is the solution to all my problems. This is going to make me feel good. And he doesn't know that this is going to destroy, completely destroy, Rachmanosan, to the point where it's very, very difficult to recognize, to be able to really know right from wrong when the Yetzer Hara is working on a person to mix him up. Ki im kishemekarven atzmon letzadikei emes, unless a person is zoche to come close to true tzadikim. Shein bechinas Yaakov, who are like Yaakov Avinu, shein bechinas nekudas ho'emes la'amitoi. Look at those words. Again, among the religious, among the rabbonim, among the big rabbonim, person is searching for, I want to see the nekudas ho'emes la'amitoi. What do you mean? This one compared to this one is shek? Yes, definitely. What do you mean? He learns 16 hours a day. It's true, it's good, it's good, and there's going to be reward for it. However, it cannot be compared to that. There are so many things. If you learn Torah properly, you see there's all in yira ein chokhmah, min chokhmah in yira, that chokhmah alone isn't shleimus. If chokhmah is combined with yira, and not only combined, but the Gemara says kol shechokhmasay koidemes liyirasay. If they're not in the right order, if your priorities aren't right, you could have chachma, 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 and it's wrong, and you're wrong. And a person can be smart, and ain halacha kamaisai. This person always gets it wrong. Rabbeinu Tzal told one of his students in a particular city that whatever the Rav says, whatever the Rav paskins, disagree with him. You take the other side, and then research it, and you'll find that you're right. Then look into the Shulchan Aruch and so you'll see that. What do you mean? The guy learns, he's not learning Greek philosophy, he's learning Gemara, he's learning Halacha. He's learning Gemara, he's learning Halacha, but because he doesn't have the proper Yirah Shamayim, because he doesn't have the proper Anova and all the things that go with it, he gets it perfectly wrong. He gets it perfectly wrong. He picks the wrong every time. And it looks, and he can show you. Look what it says. Look what it says, and you can't read. You're reading it incorrectly. But because the Yetzer Hara knows that this is the solution, that if a person will be zecher to come close to the tzaddik emes, then they're going to get it right. They're going to get it right. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara works against this more than anything else. And the Yetzer Hara goes all out to all lengths and widths to generate opposition against this tzaddik. Shehu bechinas nekudas ho'emes. Who is the ultimate, the purest emes? Shekvar shovar v'hichnia ubitel asakoyach hamedame legamri. This tzaddik who has succeeded in destroying and eliminating his koyach hamedame completely as is possible. Ki habal dovor mesave betachbuloisov umachnis belev bnei odom sheyom rolo ha'epach mamish. The Yetzer Hara spins around with all kinds of tricks and convinces people to say the exact opposite about the tzaddik of what he really is. He's a murderer. He's a liar. He's a balgaiva. They said about, but All they beat to Achrei Moshe. They looked. They suspected Moshe Rabbeinu of Pegama Bris. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was the pure, the only Jew that Hashem said to him, separate from your wife. That he was on such a level of purity, and he had lived with his, that he got to a level where his connection to the Shekhinah had to be 24/7. He couldn't even associate with his own wife, and this is the one whom the Torah says, "Vehibitu Achrei Moshe." They suspected him of foul play with their wives, chas v'shalom. Ki'ilu hu ha'hefech mamish chas v'shalom, as if it's the exact opposite of what the real truth is. U'boide olav k'sovim, and the Yetzer Hara invents all kinds of lies. U'mechap olav dvorim ha'shaloi chayim, and covers this tzaddik with all kinds of things that are not true. The Iker his garis habaldavar hu bigdoilim. And who does this Yetzer Hara go after the most? Big people, great people. Come on, Shom Rabbi saying it's not like the Gemara says at the end of Sukkah, Higdil Hashem la'asoisim eile, that the Yetzer Hara leaves the goyim, he comes to the yidden. He leaves the regular yidden and he goes to the gedolim. That's his main project. That's his main meal. If he can get a godol, what people call a godol, to be mistaken and to get him to go against the tzaddik emes. The Yetzer Hara teases and does everything he can to attack the leaders of the generation that they should misinterpret or misunderstand this great tzaddik, and say the things they say about him. In order to cause Jews to stay away from him, to be distant from this great tzaddik. Machmas sheyodea, because the Yetzer Hara knows very well, sheim yiskarvu elov, v'ledrochov, u'le'etzosof hakdoshim, that if Jews will come close to this tzaddik and study his path, and study his advice, his holy advice, yekarev kulam la'Hashem Yisborach, this tzaddik will bring all of them close to Hashem. He'll succeed in bringing all of them close to Hashem. He knows how to deal with each and every person, how to turn them on. Al kein mar b'machlokes. Therefore, the Yetzer Hara works very hard to cause major opposition to this tzaddik. V'hakol hayde koyach hamedame, and the tool that he uses is this koyach hamedame, this ability to make bad look good and good look bad. Shemishom kol horamos vahatus v'aminishaboylum. That's the source of all the trickery and the shrewdness and the mistakes that people make in the world. V'zeh b'chinas Lavan ben Nochar, and this is what's hinted to in this name, Lavan the son of Nochar. Ki koyach hamedame nikra Lavan hu Arami, because this term that we're using throughout now, koyach hamedame, which is a nickname for the Yetzer Hara, which means this ability to conf this confusion, this ability to make bad look good and good look bad, is referred to also as Lavan the trickster. Al shem shemishom kol horamos vatusim shaboilam, because that's the source of all Aramimius and all Ramais, Lavan Harami, Ramai. V'al kei nikra Lavan, and that's why it's called white, ki darkoi tomid lehislabesh atzmoi b'mitzvos, because very often, if he's marketing evil, if it says bad, if it says death on it, people aren't going to buy it. Although today we see people buying cigarettes, even though it says in big block letters, this will probably kill you. This will probably shorten your life, and still buying it. So there's all kinds of crazies. Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in the first chapter on the Kutaram, that there's two different types of Mishugoyim. There's a type of Mishugana who knows that this is bad and still does it. And there's a type of Mishugana who can't differentiate between good and bad. So here he's telling us that for the smaller Mishugoyim, for the less crazy people, the Yetzer Hara knows he can't market evil. He's got to make it look good. He's got to make it look like a mitzvah. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in chapter 1 in Likutei Moran, Almaima Rabba Bar Bar Chana, regarding the story that he brings from Rabba Bar Bar Chana, where it speaks about a wave, a major wave that wants to destroy a ship. And Rabbeinu Zal says there, Omeschazi kitzutzisa denura chivra bereshe. But when you look out at the ocean and you see this wave there, it's got that white cap. It looks like a pretty white angel. You would think, wow, such a pretty white thing. And as that thing is coming closer, you see it's not so pretty. This thing could destroy a city, it could destroy a country. The Yitzhahara injects into the hearts of people, and especially Gedoylim, that it's a mitzvah to oppose this person. He has the ability to turn things completely upside down. This is this week's parasha, Vayeshev. We're talking about the leading. So people ask me many times, how could Breslov be good? How could it be right if the big rabbonim are against it? Or if the big rabbonim, why aren't the big rabbonim Breslov? And I always ask, which rabbonim are you talking about? Are you talking about like Reuven ben Yaakov, Shimon ben, those kind of rabbonim who are on a much higher level than the Tanoim and the Gemara, on a higher level than Rabbi Akiva, a higher level than all of them? Are you talking about are these rabbonim like that bit? I don't know. I don't know if they're that big, because if they are that big, then they have a potential to make a terrible mistake. The Shvatim, these Shivtei Kah, made a terrible, tragic mistake in opposing their baby brother, Yosef HaTzadik, baby brother. This guy who's, he doesn't learn Torah, he's busy dreaming. He don't go to learn, he doesn't go to Kailo, he's dreaming. And he's sharing, instead of sharing Divrei Torah, he tells us about his dreams and everybody's bowing to him. Guy's totally off. Totally on. He was totally on. They were off. They misinterpret and misunderstood. And this led to Klal Yisrael going down to Mitzrayim for 210 years. And this led to them coming back begilgal, and each one of them dying a misa mishuna, horrific kind of deaths, in order to atone for this mistake, for being chaylik against Yosef HaTzadik, the baby brother. First, Rav Nosson Zal told us that the Yetzirah is referred to as Lavan, lily white. He tries to present himself as lily white when he's black, he's bloody red. But Rav Nosson Zal tells us now, the brain of the holy tzaddik is also referred to in Sifrei Kabbalah as white, the divine whiteness, Loi Ben Ho'elyon. Bechinas, as the Zohar Kodesh quotes the Pasuk, Be'er Mayim Chayim V'noiz Lemin Levonon, that there's a well of living waters which flows forth from Lebanon. And the Zohar Kodesh says, Min Libuna Demoicha, the word Levonon refers to white, the whiteness of the brain, the Seichel that comes from the whiteness of the brain. I heard once from my Rebbe Rav Rosenfeld, the word Levonoim is Chachma and Bina. Lamed Beis is Chachma. The Sefer Yetzirah begins with the words Lamed Beis. And Nun Vav Nun is Bina, the 50 gates of Bina. So the word Levonoim represents again the Moyach, the Chachma and Bina. Bethinas, and as the Zohar HaKadosh also says, Mi Sitra Diyamina Moycha Chivar Kekaspa, that from the right side, on the right side, the Moyak is white like silver. So here again, this is the holy whiteness. Because the holy Moyach of the Tzadik Emes is pure, like pure silver. V'chol ha-Torah shu megala hu emes borur zach v'noki b'lishum sigu psoilas klal. And all of the Torah that this tzaddik reveals is the purest of the purest of the pure, without any psoilas. So one minute, so you're telling me that there are rabbonim that are teaching Torah and they're sig and psoilas? The answer is yes, of course. The Gemara says that, and there's all over the Torah, that there's levels and levels of purity. We talk about being malabein esugya, that when you're learning something in the Gemara, when it's unclear, so it's gray, it's dark, the more you clarify and clarify and clarify, la'asuke shmaitza libe de hilchasa, to get to a level of clarity where we know what the real truth is, what the Emes Lamito is, or if Eilu ve'Eilu Divrei Elokim Chaim, we understand how both are right, both are correct. Bechinas, as the pasuk says in Tehillim chapter 12, Imrois Hashem Amorois Tohoirois Kesef Tsoruf Mezukok Shivasayim. The words of Hashem are pure, like silver that's been purified completely. Purified mezukok 7 times, 49 times, gone through 49 purest levels of purification. Ulo'umazeh, and opposite that, on the opposite end of the spectrum, hakoyach hamedame, shemate sodom, this thing called koyach hamedame, which fools people, nikro lovon ho'arami, is called the white trickster. He fools people and tricks people with all kinds of mistakes and lies. Where the thing that's really sheker, to this person, he thinks this is the purest emes. Like this is mamish, the ultimate truth. That it's a mitzvah to go against this, to oppose this tzaddik, etc., etc. V'zeh bechinas loiben deklipa. This is the concept of the whiteness of the of klipa of the sitrachra. Bechinas, as we find in the Gemara, arba marois negoim. There are four levels of whiteness in diseases, in skin diseases. Shekulam mareim tachlis haloiben, where all of these are the epitome of whiteness. And yet, they're tumah. These are all different levels of tumah. Hainu, whenever we take something that's not clear and we clarify it and clarify it until we get to the truth of the matter, the terminology that's used is we're whitening this, like you whiten, like you launder clothing. You want to get rid of all the stains, all the covering, and come get to the pure white color of the garment. As the pasuk says in Yeshayahu Navi about the Torah, that the Torah should be like a garment for you. V'dorsh Rabbi Seinazal, Dvorim Habrurim Kesimla, that you should study the Torah so well to get to such a level of clarity, like a fresh piece of laundry that just came out of the washing machine, that's perfectly clean, perfectly white. And as the Gemara also says, or the Zohar HaKadosh, on the word ubelevenim, that when the Egyptians made the Jews work in Egypt, hard labor, it says using levenim, bricks, and the Zohar HaKadosh says, libuna dehilchasa, whitening the halacha, clarifying the halacha. In other words, the medame was powerful to try to confuse them, to try to misunderstand the Torah and misunderstand the truth. But the other side tries so hard to turn the truth upside down. As a result of all the mistakes of the koyach medama, to the point where he whitens the sheker, the lies, as if it's perfectly clear that this is the truth, that this is right, when it's the exact opposite, it's 100% wrong. As if there's no way in the world that this could be true at all in any way. And this is why he's called Lavan, the trickster. An example that just comes to mind this minute. I've told this other times that there was a student that came to my Rebbe, Rav Rosenfeld, Zichron HaVracha, before he was religious. He wasn't Shomer Shabbos, and he started coming to the Shurim, and then his father passed away. And he asked Rav Rosenfeld, well, what am I supposed to do now? So he said to him, 7 days, Shiva. It's called Shiva. You sit Shiva, you don't sit on a regular chair, you stay home, you don't go to work, you don't do that. He said, what about Saturday? What about, same thing, you know. And somebody heard that and said, oh, sheker, sheker. This is the exact opposite of the Torah. The Torah says you don't sit Shiva on Shabbos. What kind of rabbi is this? And they went to Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichron Avrocha, who was living at the time, who was recognized as a leading Poisig. And they said to him, is there any opinion in Halacha that says that you sit Shiva on Shabbos? Not that I know of. Why are you asking? Because there's a rabbi in Brooklyn that told somebody that you sit Shiva on Shabbos. Just like, who's the rabbi? When they told him who the rabbi was, he says, you better find out why he said it, because he knows the Halacha like I know the Halacha. No difference. They asked him, and he said, well, what do you mean? Of course. If I didn't tell him to sit, what did I tell him to do? I didn't tell him to bite his neck. I told him to stay home. That was the first Shabbos he ever kept in his life. He didn't get in the car and didn't go to work. He did the greatest honor for his father that he kept Shabbos for the first time in his life. What makara? But that's not what it says. You're right. It's not what it says in the line. You have to read between the lines also. There's four sections of Shulchan Aruch, and there's a section five called common sense, which a Talmud Chacham has to have by learning properly. When a person is learning Torah properly, he can look at a situation and say the exact opposite of somebody else, and the other person says, "I'm of course I'm right. Look what it says. Look what it says. Nothing. You don't know how to read, and you don't know how to interpret it correctly. You don't know how to apply it correctly." V'zeh bechinas lovon ben nochor, shmachma shal yodoi kol ha'hisgarus v'hamachloikis shecholken al. Because it's through this guy, this koyach hamedame, this yetzahara, this sitrachra, that all of the opposition to the true tzaddik comes about. That the tzaddik shu bechinas Yaakov, bechinas nekudas ha'emes shebein kol ha'tzadikim, who is the ultimate purest level of emes among all the tzadikim. Bebechinas bnei imi nitharubi samuni noiteros hakromim karmi sheli loy noitority. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim, where it speaks about people who opposed me, who hurt me, nitharu, this term nochor, kromim heim bechinas manhigim. The term kromim that's in this pasuk, the vineyards, refers to leaders. K'may Shapir Rashi Shem, as Rashi says over there in Shir HaShirim. B'nei Imi, Pirush Rashi, Anshei Mitzrayim. And on the words B'nei Imi, Rashi says this refers to the children of the Egyptians. Haynu bechinas koyach hamedame, shehu bechinas paroi u'mitzrayim. Referring to these forces of the Sitra Achra, the koyach hamedame, which are represented by paroi in Egypt, like Rabbeinu Zal speaks about this in chapter 54 in the Kutumran, showing how paroi represents medame. Haynu, Shebnei imi, the children of my mother, shem koichois hamedame she'enoi mevurah, but it's referring to those forces of medame, those who have not yet succeeded in really clarifying the medame. Heim nicharu v'nizkarubi, they opposed me, they attacked me. Haynu beknesses Yisrael, referring to the Shekhinah, ad asher samuni noiteros hakromim, to the point where they've put me in a position that I have to watch over them, meaning hein bechinas manhigim acherim she'enom yecholim lahayli. He's referring to these other leaders who present themselves as if they're taking care of it, who can't help me. They cannot fix me. They can't repair me. They can't show me how to do real tshuva and how to become pure. And then he says, "Karmi sheli loy noitorti, my vineyard, I didn't guard. Karmi sheli hu bechinas hamanig ho emes." That Karmi sheli is referring to the true leader, Hainu hatzadik ho emes, the pure tzadik. V'yalkei nikra Karmi sheli, and that's why he's called my vineyard. Why my vineyard? Ki hu yodea lalech neged ruchos shel kol echad v'echad. He's the one who understands every individual, unique, distinct Jew, and knows how to lead, how to guide each and every single person, what each person needs. This person has to go out to work. This person should be learning full time. This person needs wealth. This person needs poverty. And to give proper advice and proper encouragement and proper inspiration to every single Jew according to what they need, what's really for them. And that's why he's called, he's my guy, he's my vineyard. Kihu hamanig sheli, he is my the best manig for me. Hainu shel kol echad v'echad miYisrael b'em, is referring to each and every single Jew. Ki rak hu yodei lahanig oisi yoshio b'em, because he's the only one who really knows how to lead me and to really help me. Avol shar hamanigim achilkem alav, whereas the other leaders who oppose this tzaddik, nikroim kromim umanhigim acherim, veinim shali, they are called other vineyards. They're not my vineyard. They're not the one that's really right for me. Ki afal pi sheyesh bahem kama shehem tzaddikim uksherim, because even though among these people who are not connected to the tzaddik emes, there are some of them that are tzaddikim. There are some of them that are religious people. However, because they have not yet succeeded in defeating their Yetzirah completely, in destroying the Medame completely, the Einam Yecholim Lohoshiali, and therefore they can't help me. Al kein eino manhigim shli, therefore they are not my leaders. Me'achar she'eini yochoy lekabel toyelos mehem, since I can't get the help that I need from them. Here again, there are different people that use the term Godol Hador, and they write it in places now, like the Godol Hador who is such and such and such and such. You are authorized to give out that label, to give out that title. You know who's, this is a very delicate, important item that people use that term, and you have to think, who gave him that label? Who gave him that title? Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem gave him that title. Yaakov Avinu, Hashem gave him that title. Other people, who is authorized to say who's the Godol Hador and who's the Admor, the Zekan, who Admorim, and all of these different things? All of these different titles. When we are in an Olam HaSheker, that's clear throughout the Torah, Olam HaSheker. The Gemara says one of the rabbis was in a coma, his neshama went up to Gan Eden and said, what did you see there? He said, I saw upside down. I saw the exact opposite of what you see down here, that the ones down here who are glorified and everything, up there they're sitting in the back. And the ones who down here are looked down upon as if they're the last. Over there, they have the front seats. Questions?
Sean, so what's the pshat, what's the translation of the word natarti here?
Army Shali Loinota, to watch that these other leaders were not able to help me guard my vineyard. They weren't able to help me. They couldn't provide solutions. They couldn't give me the eitzos that I needed to really.
Samuni noteyata kramim.
Exactly.
That means to protect me from.
They placed me to guard the vineyards, and then he saw these others. He saw these other ones who he thought they were, and he saw karmi shel nonatarti that they weren't able to help me guard my vineyard. They weren't help me to get to my avodas Hashem. Any questions? And therefore now the term Knesset Yisrael, as used in the Zohar Kodesh and Medrash and everything, could mean either the Shekhinah, or it means the Jewish people, or the Jewish soul, the Jewish nefesh. Therefore the Knesset Yisrael pleads with Hashem and says, Hagidoli she'ohav onafshi, tell me who is the beloved one of my nefesh. Echo tira, echo tarbis batsaraim. Where should I go? Where should I pasture? Where should I lie down in the afternoon? Shalomo ehya ke etya al edrei chaverecho. היינו שכנסת ישראל מבקשת ומסננת מהשם יתברך. The Jewish people, the Jewish soul is pleading and begging Hashem שיגיד לו ויגאל לו איזו אמס, that Hashem should reveal to her the truth. Eicha tira, eicha tarbitz. How can I be pastured? How can I be taken care of? Hainu eicha ve'eifai hu haroya es Yisrael be'emes. Where is the real shepherd of Klal Yisrael? Be'es hagolus hamar hazeh, during this bitter, bitter, difficult, long exile that we're going through, shehu bechinas bat tzoharayin, which is referred to as the afternoon. Tzoharayin means like noontime, when the sun is hottest, when everybody wants to hide, you know, from the heat of the sun. Kama Shapirish Rashi Shem, Shehu Eis Hachoim Shera L'Hatzayin. This is referring to the heat of the day, which is not good for the sheep. Va'ayin Mise B'Mokum Acher. Ramosal writes here, take a look in Orachayim, in Hilchas Birchas Horeach Halacha Dalet, paragraph Lamed Zayin, and also Hilchas Shabbos Halacha Vovza, where Ramosal speaks about this topic, about searching for the tzaddik among all the other leaders. Ubishvil ze nikra hakoyach hamedame Lavan ben Nochar. And this is why the pasuk is referring to the koyach hamedame as Lavan, the son of Nochar, bechinas bnei imi nicharubi. This is saying that the sons of my mother, my own people, opposed me. Machma shekol hahizgarus lach loy kalat tzadik emes. What this is telling us is that the nochor, the opposition, is coming from Lavan. It's coming from this guy dressed in white, this koyach hamedame that confuses people at shemahapecho emes lesheker vasheker lemes, where he makes the truth look false and what's fake look real. As it says clearly in a pasuk in Yeshaya Hanavi, hoy ho'imrim lora toiv. Woe is to those people who label evil, they label it good, and they label good evil. They consider light darkness, and they consider darkness light. They take what's really sweet, and they convince themselves that that's bitterness. I remember a moshel that my Rebbe, trying to recall, I don't remember if it was Rav Rosenfeld or Rav Michal or both of them, told over this incredible mashal about a person who went to yeshiva and tried to learn Torah, and it wasn't easy, and struggled and tried and ended up giving up, can't do this, this is too hard, it's too hard, it's too painful, it's too difficult, and went out to work. What kind of work? Because he wasn't that bright and everything, he had difficult work. He had to schlep things from one place to another place, you know, transporting things with a horse and wagon. And one day it's pouring rain outside, and the whole place is muddy, thick mud. And the horse is schlepping the wagon up the mountain, up the hill, and trying to get up there and everything. And he has to get out of the wagon to help push from the up. And he falls into the mud, and he gets, and he sits down on a rock at one point, totally exhausted. And he thinks, and he says, still better than learning, still better than learning. We know that, again, in this world, we see today so many people who weren't shown the beauty, the sweetness of the Torah, and who weren't so... And to them, it seems like there's nothing worse. There's nothing more painful and more difficult and more unpleasant than learning Torah, than trying to learn Gemara, that kind of thing. Because they don't know. Unfortunately, they don't know. And another person, if a person is zeicher, Rabbein Azal says, ashrei to the person who's zeicher to experience and feel the sweetness of the Torah, because there is a sweetness in the Torah. This is the ultimate sweetness, the sweetest thing you could imagine. And this is why Yaakov Avinu asked them, Hayedatem es Lavan ben Ochor? Do you know Lavan ben Nachar, meaning Hainu Shalom, he was saying to them, Me'achar she'etzlechem adayin munachavim gedoyla pi ha'be'er, because I see by you that the rock is still there, the rock is still covering the well, meaning you haven't succeeded in eliminating your medame completely. Al ken ani shoel es, and therefore I'm asking you, hayedatem es Lavan, shubchin es koyach ha'medame kana, ki bevada yesh lochem yediyah v'ahava v'hekeros imay. Because obviously you are very familiar with Lavan. He's your buddy. You love him, and you know him very well. Ki yediyah loshen ahava. Sometimes the word yediyah, to know, is means to love. We find there's a pasuk, Ravenu Zal Kos Nikdamam, by Avram Avinu, Ki Yedativ Lemana Sher Yitzaveh is one of them. It's Hashem says, I know him. I know this guy, Avram Avinu, that he's going to instruct his children. And Rashi writes there, Yedativ Loshen Chiba. The word Yedativ there means, I love him. I love him. Vayomru Yodanu, and they said, yes, we know him. Shehoidu lo, they admitted to Yaakov Avinu, she'adayin lo shavro ha-medame, that we have not yet succeeded in destroying the medame. Vehein yoida v'oyav adayin, they are still his buddies. They're still buddies with the Yetzirah. They're still in cahoots with him. Vayomer, and Yaakov Avinu said, ha-shalom loy, is he at peace? Does he have peace? Vayamru Shalom, yes. Sheshoal im Shalom lebechinas ha-koyach ha-medame. He asked, is there peace by this koyach ha-medame? Hainu, im yesh Shalom lahamanhigim shelo shavru adayinas ha-medame. These people who have not yet succeeded in overcoming their medame, do they have Shalom? Im Shalom lahem? Veshivu Shalom. And they said, yeah. They're at peace. They don't have any opposition. They seem to be doing great. Kilohem bevada yesh shalom. By them, there's definitely peace and harmony. Kil ein alehem machloikis. They have nobody making opposing them. Ki ein habaldover mizgara laharbeslay machloikis. V'yetzahara does not work to try to get opposition, people to oppose these leaders, these supposed leaders, since these leaders are not the ones who are really qualified to get Klal Yisrael to do tshuva. Ki hu mizgare rak laharbis machlekes al hatzadik o emes. The Yetzirah focuses only on the tzadik emes, bechinas Yaakov, shehu yochoy lohechiach es Yisrael, who is the one who is really qualified to rebuke the Jewish people. And to get us all to do tshuva. As the Gemara says in Ksubas, a young rabbi where the whole community likes him, everybody loves him, nobody opposes him, nobody's against him. The Gemara says, you know why? Because he doesn't rebuke them, because he doesn't try to improve them. He tells them, you're wonderful, you're doing great. He plays up to them, rather than being able to show them how to improve, rather being able to get them to recognize the things that they need to improve or correct. Nimtza she'elu ein mo'ilin li'Yisrael, she'elu she'ein mo'in Yisrael, therefore these leaders who are not really helping the Jewish nation, yesh lehem shalom, they have peace. There's a story, I believe, with the Chafetz Chaim, if I'm not mistaken. During his time, the Reform movement was picking up speed, growing and building these multi-million dollar temples in America. Imagine places of worship, Jewish world, America, where people, they thought they're going to throw away religion. And these guys are collecting millions of dollars and building gorgeous temples. And everything's nice and sweet and quiet. And you go into the Orthodox shul, it looks like what it looks like. And everybody's against each other. No, you're wrong. I'm right. I'm right. You're wrong. And he asked them, I don't understand. How come by us everything is so peaceful and nice and clean? And by you guys, it's... So he said, the same angel who by us tries to work to make things upside down, By you, he makes sure to clean up, to make things sweet and look beautiful and great, and money and everything you need. The same Malach. It's that same Malach. We should be zeichet to know how far we are from emes, how far we are from defeating our koyach hamedameh, and to beg Hashem to help us know who are the true tzaddikim who have succeeded in overcoming their medameh, and to be zeichet to come close to them through their sforim, through their talmidim, to come close to them and to get out of our medameh, to keep improving and correcting and get every day get a little bit closer to the emes. We daven for this every day. And person would think a Jew should say that once in his life. Hashem, bring me to the emes. Have a good day. I'm done. Okay, now I did it. And every day we beg Hashem, Hoireini Hashem, Darkecho, Ahalech Ba'amitecho, so many different truths. And Tehillim, David HaMelech mentions it so many times, begging Hashem, Hashem, lead me to the, show me the truth. Show me the truth. Moshe Rabbeinu said, Hoyeini no derecha, Hashem, show me the emes. Should be zeicha that the emes should be matzeh, should defeat the sheker completely with the ultimate shlach oircha va'amitcha. This is Hanukkah. We're asking that the holiday of lights, oir and emes. Hashem should send us the light of Hanukkah. Hashem should send us Mashiach ben David, who will light up the world, who will open everybody's eyes to see the emes and the emes lamito, the real emes. B'mehera b'yameinu, amen v'amen.